think Sarah's got a reading for me now. Thank you.
Reading from Luke. It's on page 1061, if you want to follow in the church Bibles. Chapter 24, starting at verse 13. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. He said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread."
Thank you, Sarah. Right, we've been following with the all-age services of people who Jesus has made a big impact with. I only met them for a short period of time, but made a big difference to their lives. And we're looking at our next one here, which is the road to Emmaus, and the couple travelling from Jerusalem to Emmaus. It's two things in this story I'd quite like to read, because it involves two of the things that I think you can involve and learn a lot from people and spend time with people, which is walking and talking. It's amazing how much time and how you can get to know people when you have a chance to walk with them, and what you can learn and what you can teach each other by walking and talking. And the second part of it is the fact that they spend time around a meal table. And that's also a good occasion where there's a time to spend with one another, talking, keeping up with each other, and building relationships with each other. Now, anybody know where, here we go, I'll show, can you see that, of where Jerusalem is in the middle and where Emmaus is? So you can see the two red dots. Is that just about visible? So it gives you an idea of which direction they are travelling. And it says in Luke that it was about 7 miles. So not a short journey. Now I was quite to get in my head picturing what 7 miles would be. So it's not a short journey or a short distance to walk. It's quite a long way. So 7 miles is a policeman. About Great Harrowden? About 7 miles would be from here. So you imagine from here, walking here in the morning and then walking back. Who would enjoy that? That'd be all right? Good walk? Yeah, Dave. So you're walking home then, are you, from here? Oh. I should stop, Dave, before you say anything else. By the way, that's probably Keith's probably recorded that now. So it's a reasonable distance that they were walking, and they set off on the road to Emmaus, journeying back home. And as they're walking, Jesus comes alongside. Now, it's a great opportunity to talk to one another. And it reminded me a little bit, not quite the same way, but last night they had the draw for the Euro 2000 football tournament, of which some of you are probably going, oh. I didn't see any of it because I just heard it, but it reminded me of the 2016 Euro tournament, and England played really well against Iceland and lost. And there was great thing in the country about the fact that England had lost to Iceland. Well, we were on holiday at the time, and me, Dominic and Kieran went for a bit of a hike of about 9 miles. And it took the whole 9 miles that between me and the two sons, we'd solved the England management problem, we'd solved the England team problem, we'd worked it out for the future, who was going to be the players. But it was a great time to actually sit and discuss those. And it took us about 9 miles to do it. But it was a great time to do that. And then this is an opportunity where Jesus pulls alongside these people. But as he pulls alongside, they don't recognise who he is. And it's another story that if we go to John 20, that we see that Mary didn't recognise Jesus when Jesus rose first from the cross. So John 20, 14, if you want to have a quick look, and I will... And John 20, 14, at this, she turned around, saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realise it was Jesus. So even Mary, who knew Jesus well, and these disciples knew Jesus well, didn't recognise him when they came up close to him. And as they were walking, they were a bit... low. Jesus starts to talk to them and say, what are you discussing? And you can see here, Jesus asks them, what are you talking about? And they are really surprised the fact that this person has asked them, why are you asking this question? Don't you know what's been going on in Jerusalem? And I thought I'd put some pictures here of people who look a bit downcast, just so we get a good impression of what it is like to look a bit sad. So who have we got there? We've got Eddie Jones, Harry Maguire, the Bake. Anybody watch the Bake Off? Steph, well done, Callie. And does anybody watch The Apprentice? you've got the latest candidate who Lord Sugar voted off. So these are people, and gives you an impression of what, looking downcast and a bit sad. So Jesus comes up to these two people walking back to Emmaus. They're sad and they're discussing what's been going on in Jerusalem amongst themselves. And then Jesus comes alongside and says, what are you talking about? And it's an interesting question, because Jesus knows exactly what's been going on, but he wants them to actually explain so that he can understand where they're at with their knowledge of him. So he asks the question. And this is when they then go in and start to explain what's been going on. And some of the things that Jesus asked them. So they reply, are you the only one living in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have happened there in these days? Very bit confused. Where have you been? Have you had occasions where you have sort of so many things have been going on and you're the last person to hear it? I find at work sometimes when they watch things that I don't watch, and then when I go in there and said, what on earth are you talking about? And they go, well, don't you know about such and such? Well, no. But Jesus asked them to describe what has been happening. So they start to explain that Jesus was this wonderful, Jesus of Nazareth was this wonderful prophet. So a good teacher, powerful in word, that he was, and powerful in deed, that he was taken down, and he was crucified. He was a great man, he was a wise man. But the thing they didn't realise, they described him, and this is one of the things that has linked in some of the things that we've been looking at over the last few months, of people recognising Jesus as a powerful man in word and deed, a great man, a wise man, a good teacher, a prophet, but not the risen living Christ. And they had not realised who Jesus really was. Even when they got to explain that later on, that they'd gone back to the tomb and the tomb was empty. And he'd gone. And the women who'd not found him there were explaining to the disciples that Jesus is no longer in the tomb. They didn't twig who Jesus was. And they find the tomb empty. So this is when they start to explain to Jesus who Jesus is, who they thought it was. What had been going on, they feel about Jesus, the chief priests and rulers have handed him over to be sentenced to death, to crucified, and the hope that the hope in Jesus that he would redeem Israel, that was their hope. Now I thought I'd have a look at that word redeem. So I got my dictionary out, I got my concise Oxford English dictionary, and it explains the word redeem, and I put 9 things down. So these people are talking to Jesus about who they thought Jesus would be and what he would do and that he would redeem Israel. And this is what it says about redeem. Buy back, recover by expenditure or effort or by a stipulated payment. Make a single payment to discharge an obligation. God to deliver from sin, to make up for a compensating factor, to save from a defect, to save oneself from blame, to purchase the freedom of a person, to save by ransom, to save, rescue, or reclaim. So that word that they used to Jesus, that they thought Jesus was there to redeem Israel, when I read the word redeem and got those definitions from the dictionary, well, they know the answer. They've got the answer there by saying that word redeem. they had not made the connection to who Jesus was, to what was going to happen, but they knew the answers. So they knew what Jesus was going to be about, but they'd not twigged that he was the risen, living Christ. And it's there, they even go on to say, then they say to Jesus, "It is the third day. We have heard amazing things. We have heard that the tomb is empty." And yet they've still not made the connection. So after Jesus had listened to them saying all these things, and he did have a way of talking to his disciples where no matter how easy he made it for them to understand things, he said to them, he said, "How foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." And this is where Jesus decides then to teach them. So they'd got all the answers, they'd seen everything, but they'd failed to make the connection of who Jesus really was. And it's then they spend the time, and Jesus spends the time with them, just explaining all the scriptures about Jesus was the promised Messiah. And it's a question we have, how do we see Jesus? Do we see Jesus as a good man, a wise man, a teacher, a prophet? Or do we see Jesus as our loving, risen Saviour? So it's a question we have. So they're travelling back to Emmaus. I'll just get back to... After Jesus has explained everything to them, it then makes a comment here that their hearts burned. So the more Jesus taught them, the more excited they were getting over what Jesus was saying, and the more realization who Jesus really was. And yet they still hadn't recognized Jesus walking alongside them, talking to them. And this is the second part we get. So they've had time to spend with one another walking, and the second part of this is when they talk over food, and this is where Jesus has made himself visible to them. But as they approach Emmaus, Jesus makes the impression that he wants to go on. Have you ever had occasions where you have been overjoyed and really excited about something that you've never wanted it to end? You want it to keep going and not to stop. Has there been occasions like that where you think, oh, does it have to finish? Whether it's been a holiday that has been going on and you get to the last day and think, oh, I've had such a good time, we've got to go home. Or there's probably many occasions that we feel that, oh, why does it have to end? So as they approach Emmaus, they have been so excited by Jesus that what he's been saying and teaching them has made their hearts burn with excitement. Now what they do is, as Jesus makes the impression that he's going on, they don't just let him go, they really do persuade him and ask him and strongly urge him to stay with them. So it makes you think that they are so keen for Jesus to be with them and to stay with them and teach them more, that they really are urging him to stay. Now it had me thinking on this, what would have happened if they'd just let Jesus go on? What would have happened to the story then? They would have never recognized Jesus. So they urge him and he stays with them. And as they're sitting and Jesus breaks bread, and it says in verse 30, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. So it's important that they really did urge Jesus to stay, because if they hadn't, they wouldn't have recognized who he was. And then they see that, and he goes. They recognize who he is. They've been excited by Jesus. Now, the next part is quite interesting because of the fact that it's getting dark, it's getting late. They've got 7 miles to go. In that situation, who would be up for another 7 mile walk back to Jerusalem? Or would you think, oh, actually it's late, we'll go to bed and we'll do it in the morning? But they are so excited by Jesus, so excited by the fact that he's appeared to them and they've recognized him, that they immediately put everything down, don't finish the meal, get and boom, off they go. And it explains that they hurry back to Jerusalem. Now, could that hurry be a quick walk, or could it be a run? But they hurry back to Jerusalem. So after going through this story and hearing what Jesus has done and the difference he's made in the lives of these two people on their way back to Emmaus, it had me two questions for me, and hopefully a couple of questions for yourselves, just to ponder. But how many times has Jesus spoken to us and has come alongside us in the road of our life? And we've neither perhaps not recognised him, not realised he's there, and we've let him go by and not invited him in. So it's a question for us. For us to be aware that Jesus does speak to us, there is a time that we need to invite him into our lives. The other question is, how many times has Jesus spoken to us, we've invited him in, and he has made our hearts burn, and we have hurried to want to act on what Jesus has said and done for us? So this morning, if you feel that Jesus is coming alongside and is talking to you, and you're not sure whether you recognise him as Jesus, just be prepared that it's time to perhaps let him in. Let him come in. And let us learn from Jesus. Learn through our scriptures of the difference he can make. So if we invite him in our hearts, help him to make our hearts burn for him, so that we want to hurry and stop what we're doing sometimes and hurry and share that excitement of Jesus with others. But what they did do with that hurry and excitement, they didn't go and share it with the first people they saw. They ran back to Jerusalem and shared it with the disciples and shared of the wonder that they'd seen and spoke of Jesus, of how he'd taught them of what was happening. So it's good that if we hear Jesus in our life and we invite him in, it's good to share that with not only those around us, but also share it with fellow Christians. Share it with fellow believers who we trust, so we can also teach and learn off one another. And we can share and praise with one another. So this morning, with this story and the impact he's had on the two to Emmaus, the impact Jesus had, I pray that we will let Jesus come in. He is always aside, walking beside us. Help us to be aware and hear his voice and let him in, because he can make our hearts burn. He can fill us with excitement and joy. He can change our lives, and he can give us the words to speak, to share with one another. Thank you this morning.